Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Welcome to Fort McMurray Matters,
keeping you connected to our community.
Brought to you by Colin Hartigan of Coldwell Banker Fort McMurray, Cooper & Company Law Firm, and Fort McMurray Orthodontics on Mix 103.7.
Welcome back to another edition of Fort McMurray Matters. I'm Steph Seidel. On the line, I have Leslie Piercy, the Community Engagement Coordinator with Safe Community Wood Buffalo. Hi, Leslie.
Hi, how's it going?
It is going great. I cannot believe the snow we are getting.
I know. I'm kind of loving it, actually.
Hey, there we go. White Christmas on the way, for sure.
Yes.
So, of course, you're with Safe Community Wood Buffalo, and with all the snow falling, of course, we've got some safety tips for that. But I also wanted to ask you about safety around the holidays. So say somebody is going to be out driving right now. Is there anything they should keep in mind?
Well, definitely, because of all the snow and the cold temperatures after it being so nice and warm, there's a lot of ice that hides under freshly fallen snow. So if you're driving, to take extra caution, make sure you give yourself enough time to get places where you're not having to rush. Also leaving extra following distance between vehicles, because it is a lot harder, or it can be a lot harder, to stop on snow and ice. So just keeping that in mind, also making sure your windows and even your roof is clear on your vehicle so that you don't have snow falling down into your windshield or blowing back onto someone else's windshield, and that you have a clear visual while you're driving. And also, as a pedestrian, taking your time, doing the penguin walk that you hear people talk about. If you have ice grips that you can add to your shoes, just right now there's a lot of ice that's hiding underneath that snow, so you need to really be extra careful.
That is so true. I went for a walk on the trails in Abisand yesterday, and I couldn't believe how many times I was nearly falling backwards or falling forwards.
Yes, that foot slipping out and you're kind of like catching yourself. Yeah. It's the struggle is real.
Yeah, it's a recipe to throw your back out or hit your head. One of the two, that's for sure.
Yes.
And then as we get closer to Christmas, I know we have some different restrictions this year with how many guests that you can come over, have over. And actually, we're not really supposed to have any guests over. But I was thinking that it doesn't change the fact that there's still going to be probably quite a bit of alcohol served places, and people might consider getting in their car. Do you have any tactics for stopping someone from after they have a drink driving?
Have a plan. Have a plan. If you know you're going to go to the Keg, or if you're going to go somewhere, I'm saying the Keg, but it could be Canadian Brew House, it could be Earl's, could be wherever, and you know you're going to have a few beverages while you're there, make sure you have a plan, that you have somebody that can drive you home, or if you're at home, making sure that you don't have to leave your home, and you can enjoy some drinks, some holiday cheer at home, but always making sure that you're not getting behind the wheel, and just having a plan in place to know that, okay, I'm going to be drinking, or I'm going to enjoy a couple drinks here, and I just want to make sure that I'm not having anywhere to go and I don't need to get into my vehicle.
And if somebody is thinking of leaving your house after you feel like they've had a little bit too much to drink, is there something you can say to them? It sounds like it would be a pretty awkward conversation, but how do you stop somebody from leaving your house and driving when you don't feel like they should be?
I would call a cab, or if I myself had not been drinking, then I would offer to give them a ride home. If you're not really comfortable with having that conversation, maybe you don't know the person well, but you know that they're getting in the road, you can also call the complaint line and just kind of report it. And that just lets, people, like the officers, know that there's somebody on the road that is, impaired. But definitely, if it's someone that you can have that conversation with to say, you know what, like, you've had like a couple of drinks here, maybe like, let me just drive you home, or let me call you a cab. I'll pay for a cab for you to get home safely if you can do that. And that's a conversation that, you know, I've had with many of my friends as well, because for me, I just have a zero tolerance. I mean, this is what I do, and I do have friends that have been affected by drinking and driving and collisions and that sort of thing, and it's just so preventable. And I don't know that I could live with myself if, you know, someone left my house after drinking and I didn't have that conversation and something happened.
Yeah, for sure. I think the awkward conversation is a lot better than the heartbreak afterwards.
Absolutely. Yes.
And are there other things that we should think about around the holidays that we should just be mindful of or kind of keep an eye on at this point?
Actually, one of the big concerns that come out of Christmas and all the presents, you know, those little button batteries, mm-hmm. the little circle batteries, they're a huge, like, hospitals see a lot of kids who come in after ingesting those.
Really?
Around the holidays, yes. So, you know, just even little things like that, that maybe we're not really, like, don't really think about button batteries all the time, but just, you know, being mindful of the little pieces that come with presents and batteries and that sort of thing, and little ones.
Yeah, and I'm thinking about the kitchen, too. I mean, I think a lot of people maybe don't cook quite as extravagantly as they do around this time of year. Are there safety tips around the kitchen we should be thinking of or preparing for?
Absolutely, especially with all the Christmas baking, like you said, and the cooking of the meals and things like that. Making sure that your oven is turned off and just being safe around hot. I know my stovetop is just a flat glass top, so, you know, there's no raised burners, there's no flame, like, there's no, you know, right? So sometimes if they're not glowing red, a child may not know that they're hot. So very important to teach kids, you know, the safety around those types of appliances and making sure that they're turned off when you're done.
For sure. Yeah, lots of things to think about. But the good thing is maybe quite a few of us are probably going to be off, so there is time to kind of rectify those situations.
Yes.
I think that's about all the questions I have for you today. Did you have anything else you'd like to add?
I mean, we obviously want everyone to be safe all year, but definitely around the holiday season, we encourage everyone to just stay safe and have a happy holiday.
Perfect. My guest this morning, Leslie Piercy, the Community Engagement Coordinator with Safe Community Wood Buffalo. Thanks for joining me, Leslie.
Awesome. Thanks for having me.
We're going to take our first break here on Fort McMurray Matters, but when we come back, we are going to chat with Corporal Baker with the RCMP. She's got some insight on what we can expect the RCMP presence to be like around the holidays as far as drinking and driving goes, ride programs go, and our new restrictions from the Alberta government. I'm Steph Seidel. We'll be right back.
We'll return in a moment to Fort McMurray Matters. Brought to you by Colin Hartigan of Coldwell Banker Fort McMurray, Cooper & Company Law Firm, and Fort McMurray Orthodontics on Mix 103.7. We're back to Fort McMurray Matters. Brought to you by Colin Hartigan of Coldwell Banker Fort McMurray, Cooper & Company Law Firm, and Fort McMurray Orthodontics on Mix 103.7.
Welcome back to Fort McMurray Matters. I'm Steph Seidel. On the line, I have Corporal Baker with the RCMP. Got a few questions for Corporal because we're coming into Christmas and we know that safety is a big priority and we start to see a little bit more of the RCMP presence around town. And so I just wanted to stop and have a moment of information from you. Hi, Corporal.
Hi, how are you doing?
I am doing well. I am getting excited for that Christmas season I've been chatting about.
Yes, it is very exciting and it's going to be a very different Christmas for all of us. But hopefully for the safety of everybody.
Absolutely. And that is one of the questions I had is that, you know, as Christmas is going to be different and we are going to see more people, you know, staying home and maybe consuming more alcohol than they normally would and then perhaps getting behind the wheel. What happens if somebody, say, leaves a person's house and they cannot be stopped by the people in the house and they start driving? What's the process?
So obviously we recommend people think before they drive. So they there are significant consequences if they get behind the wheel, and whether it's drug-related or impaired driving with alcohol-related. There's mandatory alcohol screening that came into effect on December 18th, 2018 in the province of Alberta. And as you know, Bill 21 recently came into effect, and now that's sanctioned on December 1st, 2020. The new immediate roadside sanction program with serious and immediate escalating consequences for impaired driving was came into effect into the province of Alberta. So with that, there's new fines up to $2,000, an increased length of vehicle seizure time, 30 days for certain offenses. There's new mandatory education programs for repeat offenders. There's increased driver's license suspensions for repeat offenders. There's expanded mandatory ignition interlock for repeat offenders. And to make it easier on all Albertans, this was done in order to increase the safety of the roads for everyone in Alberta.
With that, and the holidays, are you, as the RCMP, planning on being out and increasing your presence?
Yes, we are planning on being out. There are different areas in Fort McMurray that are designated as hot spots, and we want to increase the safety for all community members, especially over the holiday season. We would like the safety of everybody to be our primary concern so that everybody can enjoy holidays, whether it's with their family here or virtually wherever their family may be.
For sure. I love that you're saying it's for the safety. You're not trying to ruin anyone's Christmas.
No, this is all to protect people. We don't want to have any victims or any fatalities over the Christmas season. That's very hard for many families when that does happen, and we can't take back anything that changes. However, impaired driving is completely preventable by people thinking ahead and planning other ways to get around, whether it's via friends or family or taxi services that are in town.
If someone were driving and they discovered someone driving in front of them erratically, what should they do?
They should contact, if it's in the RMWB, Wood Buffalo RCMP at 780-788-4000, or they can call 788-4040 and just provide the staff who answer our phones the information with regard to the suspicious vehicle. Best case scenario, if they can provide the plate number. We definitely would like to know the last place the vehicle was seen. However, we do not encourage the caller to follow the vehicle, just because with the winter driving conditions, the roads may be icier, and we don't want to have the caller who's calling in a suspicious driver with the way their driving pattern is being displayed to them. We don't want them to risk their safety as well. So just leave that to the police in order to respond to those calls and stop the vehicles that are we receive the complaints on.
And speaking of a bit colder and the roads are a little bit different, do you have any tips for staying safe on the road right now?
Yes, for practicing better winter driving. Obviously, in Alberta, winter driving can mean icier roads, reduced visibility when it is snowing, and we have limited daylight hours up here. So we recommend using winter tires in the wintertime here with these road conditions. And we ask that residents clear ice and snow from their vehicles before they're driving so they don't have any additional obstructions in their view. And we ask that there's nothing in their vehicle that will slide around or tip over while they're on the road, which can distract them to deal with that rather than just focusing on the road conditions. And we urge drivers to slow down and give the vehicle in front of them more space so that they can react to whatever the vehicle is doing in front of them. So if the speed, for example, is 50 kilometers an hour, it doesn't mean somebody actually has to travel that. They're supposed to adjust their driving conditions in order to meet whatever the weather conditions and road conditions are so they can react and still keep a safe distance and be able to respond to whatever the situation is around them.
That makes sense. Now, going back to ride programs for a moment, I've noticed a lot of times when there is a ride program happening that it seems across Facebook there's quite a murmur of people being like, avoid this area, there's a ride program, which always makes me a little bit crazy because I think, but then maybe you won't get the safe on the roads if somebody avoids that area. But does that bother the RCMP, or is that helpful, or what happens when somebody kind of outs you as to where you are?
So that actually can work in our favor, because if somebody is posting on social media that we're in a specific area doing impaired driving stops or road checks of some sort, then some people may hear that or read that and avoid that area, but we may have relocated or we may have set up a couple other locations as well. If we are stopping people on the highway or people in town that have drugs or that are impaired in any way, then we can stay in those areas to continue the safety for that area of our community and increase the safety by removing those people from the roadways. But if we are no longer finding anything that is a concern for that area of the community, we can move to a different location. However, on social media, they may still have it that we are in that location. So overall, it increases the safety for the community by identifying where the police are. So that's completely fine. And we're mobile, so we can move to different locations to cover off the majority of the community to ensure all the areas are safe. And we do appreciate calls from the residents as well if they are concerned about specific areas or like we were talking earlier, vehicles that are suspicious to them with their driving pattern.
Wow, great. That's news to me. We're going to take our last break here on Fort McMurray Matters, but when we come back, we're going to be hearing more from Corporal Baker about holiday restrictions, what's going on, and what we can expect from the RCMP here in the RMWB.
We'll return in a moment to Fort McMurray Matters. Brought to you by Colin Hartigan of Coldwell Banker Fort McMurray, Cooper & Company Law Firm, and Fort McMurray Orthodontics on Mix 103.7. We're back to Fort McMurray Matters. Brought to you by Colin Hartigan of Coldwell Banker Fort McMurray, Cooper & Company Law Firm, and Fort McMurray Orthodontics on Mix 103.7.
Welcome back to Fort McMurray Matters. I'm Steph Seidel. Well, this morning we've been talking about holiday safety, the things you need to think about as we go into this festive season. On the line, I have Corporal Baker with the RCMP, and we've been talking about ride programs and how to talk to a loved one about not drinking and driving. And now we're going to talk about the newest thing that is plaguing this Christmas, and hopefully only this Christmas, which is the restrictions that the government has put in for us to only celebrate in person with those we live with. Do you have any light to shed on that as far as what the RCMP will be up to over the holidays?
We are taking complaints for people who, there's multiple factors here. There's some people that are supposed to be in quarantine under the Quarantine Act, and the RCMP are checking on those people to ensure they are in quarantine for the safety of our residents and our community. As well, like you were saying, residents are only supposed to remain in their own household in order to try to flatten the curve of this pandemic for the second time around. So that's been implemented by the provincial government, and we are trying to educate people, so thank you for bringing that up. Education is key for the first way of doing this. However, we are entering that into our system when the education piece has been completed. After that, if it continues, then yes, there are significant fines that are being put into place in order to increase the safety of all Albertans.
And could you just shed some light on the fines? What can somebody expect if they are gathering in their home and they are found to be breaking the law?
So those fines can range. However, if someone is in their home, I believe it's up to $1,200. And what that is, it's $1,000 plus the taxes and surcharge for $200. So it does equate to $1,200 for the extra people in the house, or if you're going to a restaurant and you're not within your specific group. Failure to wear face coverings where required, the first offense is $100, and the second and concurrent offenses are $200. Failure to display prescribed signage is also a fine of $200. and harassment and intimidation in regards to the COVID violations. The first offense for that is $100, and second and concurrent offenses for that one is $200 as well.
Wow. Okay. Great to know. I really appreciate you breaking that down for us. Corporal Baker, thank you so much for joining me today. Do you have anything else you'd like to add?
I appreciate it, Steph. It's always a pleasure. I just want to wish everybody a Merry Christmas and stay safe over the holidays. If they have any questions whatsoever, there's a few tips I'd like to give them. If they are going to be going on the roads, our rural areas cover quite a lengthy time frame for traveling. So if they would like to let somebody know when they're leaving and when they're expected to return, for example, if they're coming to Fort McMurray for Christmas or groceries from Anzac or Conklin, then just give somebody the heads up when they expect to arrive, and then when they leave Fort McMurray to head back home, just let somebody know when they're arriving. And that way, if somebody is late, we can follow up. They can contact the police if there's somebody who's reported missing, or if they're concerned with them not returning by a specific time frame, then we can look into that. If somebody is going to be on the roads, we also recommend them packing a winter kit. So in this type of weather, including sleeping bags and candles, and ensure they have a charger that meets their vehicle. For being able to charge their cell phone, ensure that they're driving with a full tank of fuel. There's so many things. We just want to make sure people take the extra time before they need to travel and pack their vehicles, so that if they're coming in from the rural areas, Fort McKay as well, that they're safe in case something does happen on the roads, if they're icy or if their snow is impacting their chance to getting wherever they're expected to be by a certain time.
Perfect. Thank you so much. My guest this morning is Corporal Baker. Merry Christmas to you.
Merry Christmas, Steph. Thank you so much.
Unfortunately, that's all the time we have for today here on Fort McMurray Matters, but make sure you tune in every weekday at noon for a fresh episode. If you'd like to hear more of this conversation, you can head to our website, mix1037fm.com, and check out the podcast. I'm Steph Seidel. Chat with you on Monday.
That's the end of another edition of Fort McMurray Matters.
Want a copy of this episode or any past episode? Download the podcast at mix1037fm.com.
Brought to you by Colin Hartigan of Coldwell Banker Fort McMurray, Cooper & Company Law Firm, and Fort McMurray Orthodontics on Mix 103.7.